Michelle, how did I do? Was that good? Good intro.
That was fantastic. I love it.
Michelle Dupre joins us this morning to talk about some shopping trends and holiday sales predictions. What can you tell us this so close to Christmas?
Yeah, so I think this has been a tremendously long season for retailers, and we're down to the last. It's been a marathon. I'd say we're at mile 23, and we got a little bit left here to finish out the race. And I think it's been a great season overall for retailers, and it started out strong with Black Friday and that weekend. But you know, it's crunch time, and they got to they have standard shipping deadlines today, and not many days left to really capture wallet share. But the good news is that there's still plenty to have and to grab, and I think it's going to be crunch time here for them in the next few days.
What are some of the numbers telling you as far as the trends or things that you can identify from this, and where do these numbers come from that you're talking about?
So to set the stage, what the numbers come from, it's the Holiday Retail Index by Verizon, and we measure consumer broadband traffic to the top U.S. 25 based retailers, and we compare daily volumes year over year. So what we look at is, you know, Black Friday, for instance, in 2016, and compare that to the trends that we see in 2017. And you know, what we saw out of the gate with Black Friday is that we saw a significant increase year over year with 111%. That Saturday after Thanksgiving was a 24% increase. That Sunday was 29%, and then we rolled right into Cyber Monday with an 84% increase. So the season, as long as it is, it started out very strong. We saw some consistent growth, modest growth, I would say, for the weeks following, and then this past weekend we started seeing the traffic start picking up with Free Friday or Free Shipping Friday, I think most retailers promoted it as, and then Saturday as we start hitting the deadlines and really capturing that last wallet share that consumers have available for retailers to grab.
Now, the traffic you're measuring has to, how do we know there's money generated all the time? A lot of times I've worked in the store, you get a lot of people coming through and you check the register at the end and you're thinking, didn't they buy anything?
Yeah, so we don't, monitor, capture, basket size or the dollar amount, or even the transaction. But, again, when you think about what we're seeing in terms of our index, what retailers in general, I think, have publicly stated, combine that with consumer confidence, I think it's all indications are that it will be, with the combination of all of the indices out there, that this will be a strong season for retailers. I think the National Retail Federation, predicted that the growth this year would be 3.6% to 4%. I think we're on trend, and they believe that retailers are on trend to achieve those numbers as well.
So Super Saturday is coming up. Is that a day that'll surpass Black Friday or any of these other days?
I think Super Saturday, I don't think it will, and I don't think it will because, it's so close to the holiday season, the deadline in terms of shipping. So, consumers, I think, will take advantage, and I think retailers will do a fantastic job in terms of, enticing customers to engage with them, whether it's through promotional activity. But I think it will be a great combination day of both online and in-store because it will be one of those opportunities for consumers to, certainly take advantage of that. I think retailers that this entire week, as the shipping deadlines and today the standard shipping deadline most retailers are promoting is the last day, and then you start getting into expedited shipping or some type of premium basket size to get free shipping or some type of expedited shipping. I think as we head into the weekend, retailers that are able to capitalize and really take advantage of their brick and mortar, footprint can encourage customers to buy online and pick up in store and really take advantage of promotional but also convenience of the fact that they're guaranteed that, they can have the product as long as they go to the store to pick it up.
So in summation, a lot of the trends for those days do follow based on what you see as far as the activity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, so it looks like, is it going to be pretty good for the rest of us, I guess, after for this point now, myself included, now I got to get out of the car and get into the store because the shipping is kind of the key, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you still have plenty of opportunity to, you know, to engage online and have things, you know, have packages shipped to you. You just, it's the deadline and the risk of, you know, just the risk of product not being available, or just, you know, the expedited shipping is going to definitely play a bigger role as the week, you know, kind of right. continues. So plenty of opportunity for you to continue to engage digitally, but, you know, again, there's also the opportunity for you to go to your local store, and then it's also the opportunity for you to do the combination of buying it online and have it, you know, and choose to pick it up at the store.
Well, it's all about the Holiday Retail Index this morning. Michelle Dupre, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Great. Thank you.
It is.
And happy holidays.
And to you.